From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Osier. Critics of Missouri's new abortion restrictions are prepared to go to court this week to block them from taking effect. Attorneys for Planned Parenthood will argue today that the law set to take effect Wednesday should be temporarily blocked until the lawsuit is decided. They argue the law is unconstitutional and goes against the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion nationwide. The new law bans abortions at or after 8 weeks of pregnancy. There are exceptions for medical emergencies for the mother, but there are no exceptions for rape or incest. Similar laws have been stopped in North Dakota and Iowa. U.S. District Judge Howard Sachs has 2 days to decide whether the law will be implemented as scheduled on Wednesday. Industry experts say low wages and the burden of student debt have led to a worrying shortage of large animal veterinarians in Missouri. John DeYoung, former president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, says the lack of vets threatens not just the health of farm animals, but also the safety of food distributed nationally for human consumption. Richard Antweiler, executive director of the Missouri Veterinary Medical Association, told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that high tuition rates mean many graduating veterinarian students are forced to hunt for high-paying jobs in urban areas so they can pay off debt. Bureau of Labor Statistics data shows veterinarians in rural Missouri earn tens of thousands of dollars less than the national average. Michaela Skelton has announced she will be seeking the Democratic nomination for the Missouri Senate's 19th District. The 19th District includes both Boone and Cooper counties. Skelton says she plans to target major issues during her campaign. These include the student debt crisis, cuts to health care, workers' rights, and rural investment. She is also committed to supporting the University of Missouri and local farmers in Cooper County who are fighting against CAFOs. Skelton previously lost two elections for a seat in the State House of Representatives, but she says she is confident in her decision to run for Senate. If nominated, Skelton would run against Republican Caleb Rowden, the current 19th District State Senator and the State Senate's Majority Floor Leader. Skelton previously worked at the Missouri Senate's Nonpartisan Research Office. She believes her focus on integrity and anti-corruption in her campaign will resonate with voters. University of Missouri data indicates minority hires have edged up but still lag behind the national average. This comes 4 years after student protesters denounced the campus culture surrounding race and demanded a more diverse faculty. Kevin McDonald was hired as the university's first chief diversity, equity, and inclusion officer in early 2016 to, in part, increase minority hiring. By 2018, MU had 9 more black faculty members than 2 years earlier, raising the proportion of black people on staff to 3.4%. That year, less than 6% of full-time U.S. college faculty members were black. The Kansas City Star reports that McDonald recently left MU for the University of Virginia. Missouri administrators say the team he established is still committed to building a diverse faculty. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.